Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Lifestyle, wellness, and damn good time. Level up, level up, level up, level up. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go! Hit it! I hear you say that shit is bananas. You're listening to the Holistic Life Podcast, presented by Say What Radio.
Da-na-da, da-na-da, da-na-da.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I thought it was going to be cool to do some kind of a jingle, but I don't even know what I was doing, to be honest. Maybe like Price is Right something or other. When they come, a new car.
Oh my God.
Welcome to another episode of the Holistic Life Podcast. I'm Jenny.
I'm Jay.
And we are in the unfuckwithable season. And today we are going to talk a little bit about boundaries and priorities, what they mean, what they don't mean, what it means to us. And in case you don't know, we are on this amazing nomad trip where we sold everything that we own, just about. We still have a couple of things that
we didn't sell everything.
Well,
we sold most of what we own,
some of the things we have in our car, some of the things we have in a small storage. And we are on the road going around the United States and who knows where else, visiting clients, meeting new people, stepping into all different kinds of experiences, and even more importantly, experiencing what life chaotic and exciting and adventurous and really just being that model of possibility, both for you and for our clients. So a lot of stuff that...
And for us.
And for us. That's so true. There's such a huge part of this that is our own little personal growth journey that if you're on Instagram, you definitely want to hop on Instagram and follow us at the number 2 underscore Jay Holla. Yo,
what? If you're on Instagram, you definitely want to follow us. I mean, they're already on Instagram, so they don't have to hop on Instagram.
Well, I'm just saying it was fun to think of like a bunny hopping on Instagram.
Oh my God.
Come follow us. If you're on Instagram, hop on Instagram, like open up the app on your phone, hop on it.
This is how Jen's brains work.
And then follow us because we are doing different videos, IGTVs, sometimes a reel, and we are doing all of that, sharing about the journey, and it's super fun.
We haven't done a live yet.
Oh yeah, we need to start doing a live.
Lives are weird though. I guess it really doesn't matter because it's like sometimes I get caught up in the details, I guess, you know, because it's like we don't have a huge following. I think we have a pretty decent following if we're talking about the scope of comparing, but we won't, comparing to other, you know, people. But, you know, I don't think I really want a huge following of just numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really want people to follow us because they love what we're doing and they want to be engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no problem with a small following as long as they're like really digging what we like and they're engaged.
When I think what you're talking about is perfect because a lot of people, and myself, I've done this before. It's like I want to chase the numbers because I think that that's what is needed in order to be successful because that's what I see that I perceive as success or that success is being delivered to people who have large followings. And logically, aspects that make sense, but other aspects don't because it could just be a bunch of paid followers. It could be no engagement. It could be, I mean, there's so many things, but I said that because that whole idea goes into the thought of boundaries because, and we're getting a little ahead of ourselves here, but you know, it's owning and recognize who you are and what type of business that you are, but also minding and aligning the different things that you do for business, the different things that you do in your life, the ways that you operate or the ways that you consider to be successful. Like all of that goes into boundaries, right? Because you have to like look at what you want. How does it impact your lifestyle? How does it impact your mindset? How does it impact your energy? And is that actually aligned with where you want to go?
Agreed.
Yo, I tried to stretch that out as long as I could. He's
you
over here.
You did a damn good job.
I mean, he's over here trying to get this
that was a damn good job.
Camera going, and I'm like, I can't stretch. I'm like, I gotta.
Cheers to you, ma'am. That was an awesome job.
Cheers. All right. So, like I said, I jumped a little bit ahead into the deeper stuff, but just for the sake of conversation, we talk about boundaries and you hear about it a lot. It's like, oh, you know, for self-care, and it's all about setting your emotional boundaries and your physical boundaries. And there's a lot of different ways it shows up, because it's your personal life, it's your business, it's your, you know, if you're a parent, it's between you and your kids. Boundaries if you're dating, boundaries with people that you're dating, what that looks like. There's so many different ways that it can show up. And so we're really going to be talking about this more in a general sense. We're probably going to go down and give specific examples along the way. But really, the boundaries is what you do to be able to help you avoid burnout, to help you stay grounded, to help you stay present, to help you really have sanity, right? Because even think about work. We have clients, and I love this, okay? Because we help our clients with this journey of becoming unfuckwithable. And what I love, love, love is we have one of our clients. She just recently manifested this amazing manager position in her job. It's like something that she's wanted, and she got to it quickly. And it's very easy because she comes from a background of where she worked 24/7 with this. And she said, look, I am available 8 to 5. That's it. Outside those hours, you're just going to have to wait till the next day. You know, I may see your emails. I may not. Doesn't mean I'm going to reply to them. That is a perfect example of boundaries.
That's awesome.
And sticking to them, because that's the other thing. You can have boundaries and sometimes you don't stick to them.
Yeah. I think we're definitely going to dive a little deeper into that too, and flipping this on its head. I think boundaries in the sense of how we limit ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. like, oh, I can only be this successful. It's not in the general sense of boundaries, but you know, I think in that scenario, it's more of limitations, but a limitation is a boundary because you're only allowing yourself to go so far. So you put up these limiting boundaries on yourself.
Mm. The example that comes to mind for me, there's a couple different examples, but if I think back to when we were living in St. Pete, one of the things that I always said is I wanted to get out and get more active and I want to go hike and explore. But I had this underlying like belief, probably more subconsciously, but it totally affected me in my conscious living day to day, is that, you know, I wanted to go down to the water and hang out and hike or bike or whatever, but I never actually did it because I had this belief that I had to like stay in a certain spot and I had to, you know, get work done a certain way or I had to be working. And even so, that still impacts me while we're on the road. Mm-hmm. Because I still feel like we have to work a certain amount so that we can produce certain results. And the thing that speaks in what you said is that I say that I want this certain lifestyle, yet my actions don't align with it.
Facts.
And that right there is exactly what you said. It's like your limiting belief becomes a boundary mm-hmm. that you have to like lean into the edge, lean into that so that you can really like flip it on its head.
Right.
So how would you suggest then? What do you do when you're in that situation where your limiting belief becomes a boundary that's holding you back?
Surround yourself around people who are living how you want to live. You know what I'm saying? People who are models of possibilities of what you want to do. Because if you're the top earner in your group, there's nowhere else for you to go. And this is, I don't know why it is. I'm pretty sure someone can tell us. I'm pretty sure there's some research, some psychology, some numbers that explains it. But if you're around a group of people who is doing more than you are, you're going to stretch yourself to, I don't want to say keep up, but lack of a better phrase, to keep up. You know what I'm saying? It stretches you.
I think that it's like part of that tribe mentality. There's a core piece of us that wants to belong. And yes, there's some of us who want to be the rebel and live outside the norm, but there's still something, and I've heard this on multiple like audiobooks, podcasts, recordings that I've listened to recently where it talks about, you know, there's this piece of us that wants to belong. And it goes back to the tribe mentality.
I want to disagree with you, but I can't. I can't, because even doing a brief flashback of everything, you know what I'm saying? That's true. Even on an unconscious, subconscious level, you know, we might say, oh, I'm a loner or whatever, but still, like, you do things to belong or you do things to not belong. Because I'm just thinking.
Yeah, because I've heard someone phrase it like that, meaning like, okay, the people who are the outcasts, or, you know, like for me, I grew up in the 90s. So there was like a set of people who were like in that grunge look. They did not want to be anything like the norm. And so they wore, you know, the black clothes, they wore the spiky collars, they dyed their hair black, they did the black nail polish, and that was like the grunge style. Mm-hmm. And they wanted nothing to do with the norm. Yet in a way, they belong to now this outer fringe group.
Right.
Of other grunge people or but whatever.
Even with that, you don't want to belong. You don't want to color in the lines to get colorful with it. You don't want to color in the lines. And you're like, well, fuck this. You know, I'm going to step outside of the box. I'm going to color outside the lines. But with that, you attract other people who are like, yes, I don't want to color inside the lines either. So even with that, even with not belonging, there's a sense of belonging.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're finding other people who you feel are independent, paving their own path and doing their own thing. Yet it's still like we look for that commonality. Mm-hmm. Basically, we look for that commonality. And that's what I feel like contributes to what you said, where it's like based on the people that you're around, you know, if you're around, like, I don't know, this is my experience. I feel like, you know, whenever I get around a group of people, because I'm an extrovert, because I come from a sales background, and this could also be something that I was just born with, you know, an innate interest in. But it's like I look for commonalities quickly. I look for ways to connect with people and really in like the sales cycle and in communication processes, that's called building rapport. Mm-hmm. You look for those points of connection and those points of commonality mm-hmm. to be able to, you know, quickly break down the barriers and walls that may exist.
Right.
So if you are stepping into a group where, let's say, there's five main characteristics of the group and what got you into the group was one characteristic and you're missing the other four, it's possible you may start moving and growing and adapting into those four characteristics. Mm-hmm. Or, and characteristics aren't just personality. I'm talking, you know, maybe it's a certain level of money or businesses or, and also too, think about that. That's expanding the conversations, is expanding your reality. It's expanding what you maybe thought or didn't think to be true or untrue.
Right.
About life, living, et cetera.
Right.
I mean, since we've been on this trip, I mean, we've pointed out a couple of times, I mean, some of the thoughts and beliefs I've grown up with, you know, and the different ideas, you know, like when we stayed at the last place at the barn, there was someone there, like, so there was two properties, lots of space, and the property we were on, one Airbnb, one to come, the other property had three Airbnbs, and one of the people in one of those said they were staying there for 5 months. And someone who was going to stay in our place was going to stay for 5 months while they were waiting for their house to be built. So the point is I grew up, you know, in a family where that is not even a model of possibility. It's not even an option, mm-hmm. which potentially that's the limiting belief. And also too, we could get into like comfort zones because there could be a comfort zone there mm-hmm. or maybe a preference. Because even as we've gone on this trip, someone said, you know what? I'm at a point in my life where I like my comforts. I'm not willing to give up certain comforts.
Valid.
Right. So it could be that, but also it could, I think that a lot of times it's because of those limiting beliefs that you're like, oh, there's no way I could do that.
Right.
There's no way.
Or just
there's always
like,
a way.
Like I said, just depending around the people, who are you surrounding yourself with? And if like you've surrounded yourself with people who haven't thought outside of that realm of possibility, there is no realm of possibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like luckily for us, like with each other, you know what I'm saying? We have two different upbringings, two different views of life. So we can kind of come and say, and instead of saying, oh, that's stupid or like whatever, it's just like, why? Yeah. Why do you think that way? And we are surrounded with people where we're open to have conversations that stretch our beliefs, our perspective, our realities, and we're open to say, I never thought of it that way. I think that's important too, because when you're able to do that, you're able to say, okay, this is from my scope. This is from my view. You know, I was looking at this from the West. This is what the West view looks like. And someone else could be like, yo, this is my view from the East. And it's kind of like two people standing in front of a nine drawn on the floor, right? One person sees a nine, other person sees a six. They're both right. So it's like, what is right? What's wrong? And then elevating past that to say it's not right or wrong, it is what it is.
And that what we're talking about really is the idea of becoming aware of your limiting beliefs,
aka boundaries,
so that way you can expand the boundaries, right? That's one like way to look at it. The other way to look at it is the more common way you've probably heard about already, is setting the boundaries. And really, you know, I kind of see like, I see like this expansion, and then now I see the contraction, but the contraction is so that you can expand. So this contraction is on your schedule, on the things you say yes to, on the things you say no to.
I think there's a Hawaiian word called kala that kind of explains that, because people are like comfort zones, and it's not about being in your comfort zone or conforming to the social or the collective constraints of life, but it's about expanding your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not about, oh, I can't. It's about learning, doing, being more, so your comfort zone doesn't construct, it expands.
It doesn't contract.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Contract. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, and it really, I mean, for some people who have said yes to a lot of things, starting to say no can feel a little like, ah, I'm saying no to things. Mm. And even we have another client who is sharing that, you know, she used to take off Mondays and she used to have more time for herself. But then this little thing called COVID happened that really disrupted the event and wedding industry and really shifted a lot of things. So it's interesting because for some people, and including this client, you know, it put her more in a state of scarcity mindset, because it was like, crap, I don't have any events.
Right.
Because the world was on hold. And then as events started opening back up, it was like, I have to say yes to everything. Oh, crap.
There's a shit ton of events.
Yeah. And it was like, she said it was like, she felt like she had to say yes to everything and just be extremely flexible and extremely open. And that's not something she's done in a long time, but that was coming off of this mindset of a dry season, a beyond dry.
Drought.
A complete drought. And, you know, what's interesting is she's like, man, I haven't done this in so long. And so we've been working on helping her to really level up and also feel that sense of unfuckwithability so that she can honor her priorities, set her boundaries and everything else in between. And so the magic that just happened, do you want to share the magic that just happened?
You can share the magic and I'll chime in.
Okay, so the magic that just happened is we just had a call with her, and what happened was she literally was just glowing, and she was explaining all the different things and the different, you know, pieces she had put in place, because she was talking to her husband and mentioning how they're based out of Miami and how they haven't gone to their house in the Keys in so long. And from Miami to the Keys where they're at is 1 to 2 hours, right? So it's relatively close. They can get there pretty quickly.
If that.
Well, it's a little bit further down on the Keys. Yeah. So for them to get there, it's relatively quick trip. And, you know, because she's in the event industry, you know, the feedback from the husband was like, hey, but you're working like nights and weekends. How are we going to do this? And something clicked in her. I think all those little like seeds we have been planting, even herself and her stepping into her own self-worth, her actually applying some of the boundaries we talked about and helping her get to that next state of unfuckwithability so she can level up her business. She has this client who books these very large high ticket events with her and has multiple events. And her client had asked her if she could do the event 1 month earlier. And technically, see, this is what happens sometimes to A-types, especially if we're kind of in the middle with these boundaries things and we haven't fully solidified our boundaries and our priorities. Technically, she was available that weekend. Technically, so was the resort. But the thing is she had already booked that weekend to go to Key West with her family, something she hadn't done in a long time, or whatever, wherever in the Keys with her family, and something she hadn't done in a long time. And that weekend was non-negotiable. And by moving that, it would have made things so much more, added so much more stress into her life. And so she held her ground and said, no, we cannot move it. And that is coming from a place of an abundance mindset.
Right.
That right there is coming from a place of owning your worth. That right there is coming from a place of recognizing and sticking to your boundaries. That right there is an example of holding your boundaries. Because I used to do that in sales. I used to technically be available and I would say yes to a call, even though that time was what I needed to recharge. Mm-hmm. Even though that time is what I needed to be able to prep for the next person, prep for the next meeting, to be able to go to the bathroom, eat some food, right? You know, some people are like, oh my God, I have no time to go to the bathroom. It's because you don't plan any time in. You have to give yourself time.
Can you squeeze me in? I mean, I got a shit, but yeah, why not?
I'll talk to you while I'm on the shitter. Like, I mean, technically I'm free. No, you're not free. Book that shit off, you know, and think about your priorities. And guess what? You can be a priority. Your mental health is a priority.
Facts.
You needing to go take a walk outside to recharge, or you needing time to meditate, or you requiring time to just sit and stare at the ceiling between meetings or between events, that you are booked. You are not available during that time.
Right.
And so that's really where you look at your priorities and make sure that if you're not the top one, you're one of the top three, and then work to put you in the top slot.
Yeah. You should definitely be in the number one spot.
Word.
All right. Talked about a lot of stuff this particular podcast. We talked about boundaries in a typical way. We talked about boundaries as in limiting beliefs that we allow to be boundaries on the other spectrum, and the importance of prioritizing. You probably could have gone a little bit deeper, but I think the point was made. So yeah, definitely hope you guys took something away from this. And as always, follow us on IG, the number 2_J Holla, because they are two J's. So holla.
Holla.
The other social media really doesn't matter because we're most active on IG. So find us there. Join our newsletter.
2jholla.com/ohana.
I was totally clueless.
Oh,
totally clueless.
You know that.
I did, but I was still clueless.
And our newsletter's actually been on pause because if you want to talk about boundaries and priorities,
hey,
we've been in the shop cooking up a new program. Oh shit. And we had to put something on pause.
We'll work on that.
Oh my God. Okay, stay tuned. The newsletter will come out again soon, but make sure you want to be on it. Make sure you want to be on it. You want to be on it. And holla.
You can subscribe to the Holistic Life Podcast from your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to check out 2jholla.com to stay in the know as an official 2JH insider. Mahalo for tuning in. And until next time, that's our show.